It actually said, I think it said parking brakes on, but yeah, let me try that again.
Parking brake on.
Parking brakes on.
By the way, do not parking brake on. Auto
parking brakes off.
Until I do what?
Spawned the runway because it will deactivate.
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
Yeah, I just spawned, I just repositioned to the runway, so.
But I'll fire, hold on.
So. Yeah, let me just get my flaps set up here.
Oh, this thing doesn't have a star in it?
Flaps down.
Flaps two.
Okay. Yo, player, hold on.
Now you are.
Flaps two.
This route doesn't have a star on it. What the hell?
Not all do.
Wait, how much flaps are you putting out, Sarah? You don't need to put that much flaps out.
I'm at
like 3 out.
Well, yeah, I can't take off at flaps 10 with this thing. It takes forever.
What? That's.
I can try.
Strange. But I take off with like flaps 5.
I can't do that for some bizarre reason.
Flaps 5.
Well, I'll put it to 10. It's alright. Let me make sure this smart cars thing started. Yep, it did.
Lucky Mark, class, lucky.
Okay.
Dang it. Class FS-240EC19, playing FS-Man.
I'm here!
Dialogue, main, remain.
Autopilot master switch on. 275 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 275 degrees. 259 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 259 knots. 2,200 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 2,200 feet. Level flight. Autopilot vertical hold 0.40. Autopilot map hold map 0.40. Auto throttle on.
I guess I'm gonna land at runway 9.
I guess so. Alright, so let's hope I can do this.
GPS cross 32. Flaps 5. Nothing more.
Hit
276 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 36,000 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet, autopilot vertical hold, 500 feet. Autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet, autopilot vertical hold, 500 feet.
600
feet, autopilot vertical hold, 600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet.
I can push the altitude for GDS like an amount of things.
700 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold 700 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet. Nav radio 1 has slight slope and back course, 2,000 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold 2,000 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet.
189 degrees, autopilot heading hold 186 degrees, autopilot heading hold 185 degrees, autopilot heading hold 186 degrees, 284 knots, autopilot airspeed hold 260 knots, 2,100 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet. 186 degrees, autopilot heading hold 185 degrees, autopilot vertical hold 2,200 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet.
182 degrees, autopilot heading hold 182 degrees, 181 degrees, autopilot heading hold 181 degrees, 0.41, autopilot map hold map 0.1, flight plan section 5 size 1, 219 degrees, autopilot heading hold 212 degrees, 269 knots, autopilot airspeed hold 269 knots, 215 degrees, autopilot heading hold 215 degrees, autopilot heading hold 218 degrees, autopilot heading hold 218 degrees.
283 degrees, autopilot heading hold 233 degrees, flaps up. Flight plan section from RPD onto MDOG. 0.43, autopilot map hold map 0.43.
234 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 234 degrees. 279 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 279 knots. 235 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 235 degrees. 217 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 217 degrees. 216 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 216 degrees.
Okay, that takeoff was a bit rough.
215 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 215 degrees.
I just did the toggle with the 737.
With which one?
Yep.
Can't be.
Doesn't work for me
either.
I just did shift R, it said auto throttle arm, and then I hit control shift G and it said power active throttle something or other.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's moving now. I'm going.
Really? That's strange.
Yeah, because I had to, that's the reason why I switched to the freaking TDS one, because Sarah doesn't do that photo. That's one of the reasons anyway.
But he's using the same thing I gave him, so I don't know.
0.45. Yeah, that, well, since auto throttle has been engaged, yeah, I've been able to...
Right-hand section from NDVG to TR. 304 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.49. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.49.
Alright, we're at about 10,000 feet.
Degrees. Autopilot heading hold 249 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 250 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 250 degrees. 251 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 251 degrees. 252 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 252 degrees.
Yeah, well, that's...
253 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 254 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 254 degrees. Nav radio 1 is slightly slow backwards. 256 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 256 degrees. 257 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 257 degrees. 258 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 258 degrees. 314 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 314
knots. Okay, even though I had, like, the nav radio thing, like, I had the radio box on check, I still heard nav radio 1, something, I'm not really sure what it said, because it got cut off, but, yeah.
That is the...
Well, then how do I make sure the nav radio is on? Check that box, I guess, when it's time.
0.51. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.51.
No, you'll hear when they're but you get like glide slope or something. They'll say like nav radio has glide slope. Nav radio 1 has glide slope.
Assuming that it doesn't interrupt itself. And then if I can catch it, turn on M2 and then hit approach.
Yeah.
Do you know the keystroke for approach?
I think it's control shift A, but
so far so good.
13,600 feet.
Now Jake's not here, so yeah. He has like the best ears out of all of us, because he actually detected the stall that almost happened yesterday before. Well, I couldn't detect it at all.
1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet.
It's extremely chatty.
1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet.
It's still oof.
Flight plan section from TR page message 80.
Well, what does it say? Like, is it
1,400 feet per minute? Autopilot vertical hold 1,400 feet.
Autopilot hold 1,257 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 257 degrees.
329 knots. Autopilot heading hold 329 knots. 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet. 0.53. Autopilot mat hold mat 0.53. 256 degrees.
I have the first box. No, I have the second box. No, I have the first box checked. The second box unchecked. I think.
Autopilot altitude lock 36,000 feet. 257 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 257 degrees. 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,500 feet.
I can check real quick.
Autopilot altitude lock
8,200 feet.
Oh, nice. I can check real quick. Let's see.
1,500 feet per minute.
Actually, both speed boxes are unchecked.
1,300 feet per minute.
No, both boxes are unchecked, but it's still reporting speed.
1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot.
In fact, it's reporting everything as if I didn't check.
6,000 feet.
Check box not checked. Voice line. Check box not checked. Oh, okay.
Status log, checkbox unchecked.
Voice sense, okay, but same.
Yeah, so everything is basically...
Voice radio, speed, altitude, reporting. Checkbox checked.
The only box that's checked is altitude. So it shouldn't really be reporting much of anything.
Speed reporting. Checkbox not checked. Speed radio, voice log. Voice sense, cancel. Voice name. Voice cancel, but altitude. Ideal flight, special one call. Cancel, but altitude.
I could, but the point is... Well, I won't be able to understand it at that rate.
Well, not all the way up.
I'm at
344 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 1,300 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1,300 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet, 0.56, autopilot Mach hold, Mach 0.56, 1,200 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1,200 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet.
I'll check, Emergency at 1,200.
Dude, your brother must have already left.
I hope so. I'm like 3 minutes behind, I'm like 3 minutes late, but... I think I'm making pretty good time.
Flight plan section from SHAD to BYD, 1,300 feet per minute.
Ah, we're heading to the next waypoint.
Autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet.
18,967 feet, ASL.
18,900 feet?
Autopilot vertical hold, 1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet.
No.
349 knots, autopilot airspeed hold, 299 degrees. Autopilot vertical hold, 0.57. Autopilot Mach hold, Mach 0.57. 300 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 300 degrees. 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1,500 feet per minute.
Let me go get my dessert real quick.
Oh,
1,400 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1,400 feet per minute. I'm not going to bring you guys with me, I'm just going to go get my dessert. And eat it, because it's really good.
Autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet.
I'll check,
Hold on a second.
Alright.
A little bit.
1,000 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1,000 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 36,000 feet. 302 degrees, autopilot
okay.
Vertical hold,
0.58,
autopilot Mach hold, Mach
0.58. Disable the voice completely for now?
I do flight
mission. Well, let's just check to see if there's a bug where we're the other checkbox.
Voice
Oh, okay, let's see.
I do flight, voice, body output, combo voice, voice, body output, combo voice, voice, body, voice, name, checkbox.
So voice enabled, uncheck, or voice enabled, just uncheck that box?
Uncheck it, and then it's okay.
Not checked. Voice sense okay. Voice lock. Check voice sense okay. But okay, but not press.
Voice disabled.
Yeah. 0.58.
Ah, but I still see it in the briefing. And it is repeating in the briefing in text. I see it. And voice log's unchecked, by the way.
That's another
But at least I can see it. Or at least for now, anyway. Hey, Manuel. At least I think that was Manuel. Yeah, that didn't sound like Jake, unless Jake's voice suddenly changed.
Yeah, the ship's
voice got a
hell of a lot
deeper. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, maybe Jake just woke up or something, I don't know.
Oh, no, you guys don't want to hear my wake-up voice on stream. It's pretty croaky. You've heard it, Josh, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty croaky. Not on stream, I just...
Lucky Mark, 14.9 miles. 38. Lucky Mark, 384. Lucky Mark, 384.
Let's see how far I am.
Last FSS 240, EC19, plane FSS, man. Dialogue pitch, 31.8, slide ES. 1. Lunges. Last FSS, 121, slide ES. 1 half pitch, 31.2, and 4 minutes and 58 seconds, ES.
Where am I headed to? Okay, never mind. I thought it said something else. I think I'm headed toward Bravo, Bravo, India, Juliet, Bravo.
Forty-five minutes
left.
22,356 ADSL.
Everything's looking good.
Check 200, 360 or GPS. List, unknown.
Nope, not what I wanted. Minutes left. Wheels up to wheels down should take about, an hour. No, so they're going to make it by around 5:17. No, about, well, sort of. But they left at 3:55. They're going to probably make it by around maybe 5 o'clock.
4:16 p.m.
So, they're surprised I'm actually doing this. I think when I start making my descent is when I'll have the voice on. But I really don't need it at cruise. I mean, I really don't need it on the way to cruise. I'm pretty confident in, flight following and tramp. Or, well, flight following and not tramp, but,
Well, flight following and maybe.
Yeah, I don't need right now, at least for now, and I've got it to not lag by changing it to screen reader, so it actually doesn't lag at all.
Flight following?
Uh-huh.
5,049 feet ASL.
If I remember, Stockton is pretty low, so let me.
I don't know. If
he's
gonna be able to interface. I don't know if Steve's gonna be able to interface on your flight screen.
No, maybe not. But if there's a way, Did he test any of this, like, to see, like, that it interrupts or whatever? Did he test this at all?
It does kind of interrupt. If it didn't interrupt...
Oh, it would be horrible.
It would be...
Two... Yeah. Oh, I hope that's wind.
1,000 feet. Yes. 1,000 feet. Check 256.
Well, because I hate flying into California. I just hate it. And California right now is having exceedingly bad weather. Climb rate wise, we're still holding, and we're holding, like, speed wise, but my autopilot or my progress. So I get the feeling there's some turbulence or something.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry, guys.
I should be flying over Arizona. I always do.
405.
Whoa! I'm going a little faster than what should be indicated.
No, you just get out.
Yeah, so hopefully... It says 405 in the speed upper half, but I should be going actually 395. Ooh. Well, weather.
Well, technically, you should, like... I put my ideal flight cruise date at, like, 460 because...
I should be going at 450 by the time I... Well, I mean... I won't make it there, but at least I'll make it.
Is this Active Sky or what?
Yes. I'm using Active Sky. And California right now is having very bad weather. I think there's some snow flurries and crap.
Hello, Rico Mama. Okay, my sister made this rice pudding thing.
Oh, yum!
And it was her first time, and it was really good.
Oh, yum. Oh, yummers!
So what should I put the cruise speed in ideal flight? Because it always says 405
KTS.
Four oh five is too slow, man.
450 maybe? You think that's? I mean, that's what I have mine at.
460 is Mach 0.81, which is about the max cruise speed.
Because for each plane is a little bit different, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for the Airbuses, I can go a little faster. Well, no, the A321, I can't. But, like.
So then we're really not flying at the actual.
Okay, so let's say,
like, I looked on FlightAware, right? They said that they filed for a cruise speed of 500 miles an hour.
That's ground speed, though.
That's ground speed, though. That would be, like, 450, maybe. I'm not sure. All I know is that the maximum cruise speed of a 737 is 460. Which is basically what they should be flying
at. So, what should I put for the 737s then? Because I have a bunch of them.
460 for like the 7378.
How about the fives and the fours?
36,000.
So usually I would get that through like FlightAware, I guess, if it has a.
That would be the best place to get it, but they probably get it ground speed. So
but you can probably convert that into knots, I mean, easily with a converting program.
What is
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. Oh, that's a little slow.
Well, yeah. That's why I said 0.81, 0.8. That's like, that's what the manufacturer, that's what Boeing recommends.
Uh-oh, hello?
I'm here.
That's, Manny must have.
Yeah, by the way, sorry if I disconnected earlier, guys. The internet connection here where I'm at right now is not the best.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure that's
1,200 feet. I'm headed now towards... Vim or something. I should be there in like 2 minutes at that waypoint.
I'm headed toward
Yeah, we should be there in about...
Give or take. Not taking into account the descent. I think I'm somewhere over California. I don't know this area, so not well. I'm at 34,800. I should be at 36,000, which is my cruise. In about 2 minutes. You have permission to clip, like, segments of my video on demand if you want, or highlight or whatever, once I... I mean, the stream will be up for a while, but, I mean, you have my permission to clip, like, bits and pieces, Josh.
Nah, he doesn't... He'd rather have it in text. He doesn't really like... I mean, he'll look at videos, but he doesn't...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain in text sometimes.
Yeah.
At least for me it is. I
I mean, well, yeah,
I mean, unless NVIDIA is reporting that checkbox incorrectly, but somehow I don't think so.
Last mic, 420 KDS.
It is reporting it indirectly.
35,900.
Yep, 36,000 is my cruise.
45 KDS. Last mic, 45 KDS.
Is that regular wind?
It's not gonna stall.
Remember, I'm used to the plane, the Riku plane, well, or wherever I got this that I had before, where it would stall, and yeah, it just would not. But the fuel flow was just horrible.
It's not gonna be as horrible now with.
I mean, I'm sure planes can stall in real life.
Yeah, but not with the
ridiculous
idea of 500, I guess.
Sorry about that, guys.
I think I'm about to approach my cruise speed.
Why does it sound like I'm still at full power?
You probably are. Okay, I'm probably just gonna turn on the voice now, because it'll be a lot less now that I'm at cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call it the voice.
I do like.
But yeah, whatever.
You profile. Voice settings. Then recording voice settings.
Voice settings.
I do like. Audio output. Combo box speakers. Voice name. Check box not checked. Check. Audio voice. Voice rate. Slide voice volume.
Oh wow! If I don't even hit OK, the voice starts speaking. That's a bug. Then it says voice enabled if I hit OK. That's a bit of a bug. So now the big test is gonna be, can I do this landing without Jake?
Because
he's not here.
You know, it's interesting. I know Flint Voice does do pretty good call outs if your plane doesn't have call outs.
Hello.
Hold on.
I have nothing to hold on to. I'll have to catch up with the WhatsApp messages, but apparently Declan was talking about he who shall not be named.
No, I brought him up.
Oh, then apparently I missed some messages, but yeah.
259 degrees.
Am I changing? I'm changing heading. I'm changing headings.
Basically, yeah, I brought up the fact that if you do a website that you must not be named is going to troll.
I'm sure.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, you sound different.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry about something my usual Jesse self.
Well, you would sound like your usual Jesse self.
Why are you on your phone? Are you going to eat dinner or something, Jesse?
No, the internet is because of the room that I am in the house. The connection's not that hot.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sorry, I'm not at my house.
That's okay.
The internet, like,
nav radio 2 has backhauls.
I heard a nav radio 2 something. I'm not sure what it said. I guess ignore it?
I wasn't looking at chat, but Brandon Cross is here.
Oh! Brandon Cross, I've heard that name before somewhere.
Yes.
Flight plan section from VIH to Pinnacle. 0 feet, autopilot altitude lock. 0 feet, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1800 feet per minute.
Well! Why am I... Am I descending already?
Autopilot vertical hold, 0. Autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Because I just heard minus 1800 feet a minute. Yeah, like I said, the flight's really short. I don't need it to read me the climb all the time.
Tram changes it constantly. If you were to do it manually, like when you did it manually and you put the 1,000 feet in, like earlier today,
yeah,
or you know, or like yesterday, whenever you did that,
yeah, it really did. Except what I should have done when I reached cruise was recheck that altitude box. Not the plan box. Well, I mean, I rechecked the altitude box. I should have rechecked the altitude box, and yeah. Now I think we're pretty good. Huh?
Okay.
I think I like this auto throttle better than tramps.
Well, the auto throttle turned on with tramp, but it...
No, I actually had to turn it... I didn't hear an arm when I turned on autopilot. I had to turn it on myself.
Yeah, no, it turns on...
It really does control my speed, especially on descent. Like a little bit. I mean, I was like 10 miles, and I was like, I think 27 miles away. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's right, I did.
Well, no, it wasn't a go.
It was a something. I'm not sure. That was just weird. I have to say, though, that landing in London just was, oh my god.
Minus 1,600 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. 419 knots, autopilot speed hold, 0.72, autopilot map hold, map 0 points, minus 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. Nav radio 2 has backhauls, minus 1,600 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,600 feet per minute, autopilot.
Nav radio 2 has something, I didn't catch it.
Nav radio 2 has backhauls, minus 1,400 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,400 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Yeah, you're doing it backwards. Minus 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. You have no glides. Minus 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. Now, well...
Yes.
Okay.
Minus 1,400 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,400 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
Dialog log, 96.2 minutes, 14 minutes, 51 seconds, KSCK, 117.1 minutes, 4 seconds.
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
Let's see.
404 knots. Autopilot SV hold 0.69. Autopilot map hold -0.4. -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
1,262.62.
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
There are no stars.
-1,200 feet.
-1,400 feet. So now that I assign that, do I just reach the plan box or do I leave it alone?
-1,900 feet per minute.
Well, I guess I'm okay. No, actually, it's descending. Actually, I think it's descending pretty well.
-1,000 feet per minute.
There we go.
-1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 0.65. Autopilot map hold -0.65.
So if I can catch it in time, am I listening for nav 2 has ILS?
Altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Or something like that.
-1,500 feet per minute.
As soon as I hear the nav 1 has ILS or whatever that...
-1,400 feet per minute.
Do I still need to flare? More things to incorporate. Not only, as my piano teacher says, not only are we incorporating the hands, but we're incorporating your feet now. Introducing the pedal.
Well,
or petals.
-1,400 feet per minute.
Oh, I've got plenty of time to...
Assuming you can get approach and, M2.
Yeah. Are you sure that keystroke is control shift A, or...?
No,
I
don't.
Okay! So I'm just gonna have to quickly, for now, just hit that... When I hear it, hit that map button and just quickly...
I honestly don't need to... No, it's not map. It's not the map button. You don't hit the map button. Hit the M button.
Oh, yeah, M... M... Yeah, M... Yeah.
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Yeah, I remember it, yeah. Oh, if I can tap to it in time. It's not that far away, really.
No.
Luckily. Ugh, my hands are cold.
-1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
I think I have time to put my headset down, run over to my chest of drawers, and get a drink of hot chocolate, right?
Cabin, 359 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 359 knots.
I'm at
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute.
I'm at 21,000 feet.
-1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of bad weather right now. Ugh. I'll be right back in a minute, you guys.
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. 0.58. Autopilot map hold -0.58. -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
That's hot. That was hot. I grabbed my thermos thinking I'd feel nice hot.
Autopilot altitude
locked 1,800 feet. I didn't. So my hands are still cold.
0.57. Autopilot map hold -0.57. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
No. Oh, sorry if I was going into the mic there.
-1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
That feels a little better.
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
She sounds smooth, Luke. Huh?
344 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.56. Autopilot map hold 0.56.
15,780 feet.
Was it 15,000 or?
18,600.
Oh, 18,600 feet. All right, cool.
-1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
So does he know about the, for example, the altitude hold -1,500 feet a minute? Autopilot, altitude hold -1,500 feet a minute. Does he know about that? I take it he does.
Yeah, no, that's by design.
-1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. 0.55. Autopilot map hold -0.55. -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
Yeah, I'm not flying it by hand, although I could if I was really good.
-1,500 feet per minute.
Oh, we're talking about your little experience yesterday. How you did actually fly it by hand.
Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
Except you're landing.
-1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
Oh, I see. My altitude lock is at 1,800 feet, but my autopilot hold is at 1,500 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
-1,300 feet.
I'm just going to pay attention to the first number then, or the first number, because that's really right now what counts.
Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Wait, what is your altitude?
My altitude lock is at -1,800 feet, but my altitude hold is at -1,500 feet.
-1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
Oh, I have no idea.
-1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
15,800.
329 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.53. Autopilot map hold -0.53. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet. -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 1,800 feet.
Yeah, I wish it wouldn't say -1,100 feet a minute.
Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet a minute.
Or whatever. Yeah,
well,
I think.
262 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 262 degrees. Minus 1,400 feet. Autopilot vertical hold minus
1,400 feet. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Minus 1,300 feet per minute.
Yep, I'm over NorCal. I don't know this area.
Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
Oh, my autopilot, my heading lock, my altitude lock is at 1,800 feet. I wonder... Okay, whatever.
Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
Is that the height of my...
No, that's your vertical.
Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet?
Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
Yeah, 1,800 feet.
Minus 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold.
I think that's the altitude I'm going to be at. Well, assuming I hit the ground.
Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
No, that's the altitude for the ILS.
Minus 1,100 feet per minute.
Oh!
Vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet. 319 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 0.51. Autopilot map hold max 0.51. Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Alright. We're slowly descending into the depths of hell.
Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Or something. Yeah, I think I'll be landing pretty close to them.
Minus 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus
1,400 feet. They're supposed to land, I think, at 5... Let's see, they took off at 3:55, assuming they took off on time. And I think they're supposed to be landing like at around 5:17.
Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet, 0.50. Autopilot map hold map 0.5, minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Right now it's 4:52, so that makes sense.
Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Now that I sped up the voice, yeah, this is a lot better.
Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
Yeah.
Except there's that bug where I have most of the boxes unchecked and they're still reading. Well, not right now,
yeah,
but...
Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,300
feet. Right now, all I'm getting is altitude, which I need.
Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,800 feet.
It's actually not.
309 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold. Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. Minus 1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 1,800 feet. 0.49. Autopilot map hold. Map 0.49.
Oh no, I just got a speed change.
Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 1,800 feet.
1,869 feet ASL.
294 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold. Spoilers.
Yeah, actually we are. We're at 10,719 feet.
262 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 262 degrees. 289 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 289 knots. Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 0.46. Autopilot map hold map 0.46. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
I'm just glad it's not saying my constant altitude like it did last time. That's why I'm using flight following. I like this arrangement better, actually. I know I'm weird, but this works.
Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 0.45. Autopilot map hold max 0.45.
I'm not hearing, luckily, constant like altitudes like flight level, whatever. I don't need it right now. 9,100
feet per minute.
Something.
Well, minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet.
Actually, they haven't been for me. They've been actually pretty close.
Close, but I mean, ideal flight is more.
-1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot threshold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,100 feet.
But I really don't want to hear the constantly changing altitude.
It's not the constantly changing. It's the vertical speed.
Oh yeah. I think I have the altitude box checked. Let me see.
0.44.
Actually, altitude reporting, I have it checked, but it's not reading it. No, it never read that.
That's because it's being overloaded. Oh. Voice sense cancel. Voice sense okay. Voice sense cancel. Press. -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Dial on. 6.9 minutes 29 seconds. AGS. -1,100 feet. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 242. 7,580. 269 knots. Autopilot vertical hold 0.42. Autopilot map hold -0.42.
I just hope I can catch the Nav 1 has ILS whatever in time if it doesn't interrupt itself.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't,
yeah, I'm still gonna land.
Yeah, you're still gonna land. It's just you're gonna have a smoother time.
Yeah.
But I gotta go. I'm gonna go eat some ice cream.
Ooh, ice cream. Vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800. Ice cream. Yum. Okay. Yeah, you probably will. But spend it with your family. Have fun.
0.40.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be back. Okay. Hello. Hello. Nav radio 1 active 149.100 MHz. Nav radio 1 has business measuring equipment and backhauls. Nav radio 2 has 309 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 309 degrees. 249 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 249 knots. 312 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 313 degrees. Autopilot
heading hold. Alright. Now it flaps 2.
Nav radio 1 has light slope distance measuring equipment and backhauls. Nav radio 2 has distance measuring equipment and backhauls. -1,000 feet per minute.
Oh, I heard it. Nav 1 has measuring distance glide slope.
Autopilot heading hold 317 degrees.
Do I check that map button now, I guess? Autopilot
altitude lock 1,800 feet.
1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 0.36. Autopilot map hold -0.36.
5,174 feet ASL.
-1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 224 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.35. Autopilot map hold -0. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. Off. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 219 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. 0.34. Autopilot map hold -0.34. -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -214 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.33. Autopilot map hold -0.34. -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,800 feet. minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1800 feet. 209 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold, 0.32. Autopilot map hold, map 0.32. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.31. Autopilot map hold map 0.31.
Almost time for the gear.
-199 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold -800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. -700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. 0.30. Autopilot map hold map 0.3. -600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. 189 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold -500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. 0.29. Autopilot map hold map 0.29. Spoilers off. -700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. -800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. 0.28. Autopilot map hold map 0.28. -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1800 feet. 179 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 179 knots. 0.27. Autopilot map hold map 0.27. 0 feet. Autopilot altitude lock. 0 feet. Level flight. Autopilot vertical hold 0. 0.26. Autopilot map hold map 0.26. 164 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.25. Autopilot map hold map 0.25. 159 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.24. Autopilot map hold map 0.24. 154 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 154 knots. 0.23. Autopilot map hold 0.23.
Okay. I think I capture the glide slope.
-144 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 0.22. Autopilot map hold map 0.22. 100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet. 200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet. 0.21. Autopilot map hold map 0.21. -300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
500.
Oh, this is going to be a really smooth landing.
Autopilot vertical hold -400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
Wow.
400.
I can do it. I'm almost there.
-600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
Approaching minimums.
-800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet.
Minimum.
Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet. Autopilot approach with glide slope hold off. Autopilot airspeed hold 0 knots off.
100.
Nav radio 2 has back calls. Autopilot master switch
50,
off. 0 feet per minute.
40.
Autopilot vertical hold
30.
Autopilot altitude lock 0 feet. 0.00. Autopilot
10.
Hold. Auto throttle on.
Oh God, that was too hard.
Nav radio 1 has localizer. Brakes off. Brakes on. Brakes off.
Parking brake on.
Parking brakes on.
Ideal flight professional 1 call 2. Ideal flight professional. Head. Parking brakes on. Brakes on. Brakes on. Brakes on. Brakes on. Entity radio 1 has local user. On. Ideal flight. Exit flight. The flight is on the way. Exit flight. Okay, but ideal flight professional.
Oh, ideal flight didn't count it.
Smart cars, row one, column three. Smart cars, settings. Trying to progress in flight. Settings, premium button. Check button. Map button. Check button. Premium. Settings button. Event switch, pause at top, send check box, not cancel button. Pause, event switch list, 504, 503 and 51 seconds PM. Event, touchdown, minus 465 FPM.
Okay, I'll take it, minus 465. That could have been a lot better. That could have been a lot better.
Pause, cancel button, copy log button, finish button. Press, file pirate. File pirate button. Press pilot center button. Notification. Okay button. Notification. Pilot center button. Ideal flight professional. One call two. Ideal flight professional.
Aw, oh, man.
Smart cars. One call two. Lucky Martin. Car 3DB. OBS Studio 2. Mozilla. General Discord. Row 2. Column 1. CCTS. Google. Simrecom. Virtual Flight Line. Bookmark. Google. Simrecom. Ideal flight professional. One call. Simrecom. Virtual Flight Line. Solution. Ideal flight. Smart cars. Row. Ideal. Simrecom. Virtual. Simrecom. Flight Line. MC Care. INTL. Class. Stock. Metapod. KSCK. Flight Bird. Allegiant Air. G4. 927. Simrecom. Virtual Flight Line.
No, it never got it.
Ideal flight professional. One call two. Ideal flight professional.
But it got my last one that I did yesterday, for American. And then it got, the one I did for London, so really weird.
Ideal flight professional. Ideal flight professional.
Oh, well.
Ideal flight. Exit flight. The flight is on the way. Exit flight. Ideal flight. Exit flight. Cancel by all seat. Okay, by all seat.
Simulation detached. Flight ended.
Ideal flight professional. Flight.
Well.
Ideal flight professional.
Let's see. Come on.
Ideal flight professional. Flight assessment. Flight complete. Flight plan. MC Care. INTL. Stock Metro. Class KSCK. IFR. Business. 346 nautical miles. Boeing 737-800. Turkish Airlines. The new aircraft location can be saved. 1548. December 24, 19. Flight assessment. 7. Head. Flight assessment. Simrecom. Virtual flight line solution. Smart cars. Row 1 column 3. Lucky Martin. Car 3DB 4. Row 1 column 4. OBS Studio 2. 4. Mozilla Firefox. Row 2 column 1. General Discord. Row 2 column 2. TCTS Google Chrome Road 2 Com Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions Mozilla Firefox Road 2 TCTS Test Ed Selected F
K7ZUM Testing
Ideal Flight Professional Simrecom Virtual Flight Smart Cars Row 1 Column Lucky Martin Car 3DB 4 Row 1 Column 5 Lucky Martin Car 3DB 4 Bookmarks Google Chrome Road 2 Column 5 Lucky Martin Car 3DB Bookmarks Simrecom Virtual Flight Line General Discord Road 2 Mozilla Firefox Road 2 Column 2 OBS Studio 2 4.0 Smart Cars Row 1 Column 5 Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions Mozilla Firefox Row 1 Column Ideal Flight Professional Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions Mozilla Firefox Row 1 Column 4 Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions Lucky Martin Car 3DB 4 TCTS Google, Ideal Flight Professional, Smart Cars Row 1 Column, OBS Studio 2.0.3, Mozilla Firefox Row 2 Column 1, Mozilla 5.07 PM, Lucky Martin Car 3DB 401, TCTS Google Chrome Row 1, Ideal Flight Professional, Smart Cars Row 2 Column 1, OBS Studio 2.0.1, General Discord Row 2 Column, Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions, Mozilla Firefox Row 2 Column 5, Mozilla Firefox Row 1 Column 1, Lucky Martin Car 3DB 401 Column 2, Lucky Martin Car, Mozilla Firefox Row 1 Column, TCTS Google Chrome Row 1, Ideal Flight Professional Row 1 Column, Smart Cars Row 2, Ideal Flight Professional, Ideal Flight Alpha, Mozilla Firefox, Ideal Flight Alpha, Bookmarks Google Chrome Row 2, Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions, General Discord Row 2 Column 3, OBS Studio 2.0.4, Smart Cars Row 2 Column 1, TCTS Google Chrome Row 1 Column 4, Lucky Martin, Smart Cars Row 2 Column, Smart Ideal. Bookmarks Google Chrome. Simrecom Virtual Flight Line. General Discord Road 2. OBS Studio 2.0.1. TCTS Google Chrome. Lucky Martin Car 3DB 4.
Oh.
Lucky. Closest city. Garden Acres, California. 4.9 miles. Very 4.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Bookmarks Google Chrome, Road 2 Column 4. Bookmarks Google Chrome, Bookmarks Google Chrome, Bookmarks Document, Bookmarks Listening, Click Bookmarks Listening, TCTS. Enter the easiest way to make podcast documents. Welcome to the website. Dialogue, click Cooking Send. Navigation Landmark, visit. Sarah Allen, YouTube. Click 2. Skype Document. My new site information menu button secure. YouTube Uploader Dropbox. Menu button. Lucky Martin, Car 3DB 4. Ideal Flight Help. Ideal Flight. TCTS. OBS. TCTS Google Chrome. Incognito. TCTS Document. Tech. Submit button. Simrecom Virtual Flight Line Solutions Mozilla Firefox Road 2 Column 4. Simrecom Virtual, Twitch Prime Batch 32 Flash 5. I would think more. Broadcast Batch K7ZUM Testing. Screen Manager, Stock Document, Web Edit Screen Info. Quick Actions Button Collapsed. Commentary Landmark, Send a Message
Okay, I'm back.
Hey! Well, so, the landing worked, except, except Ideal Flight never got it as, complete.
That sucks.
But it worked yesterday. Like, worked very well yesterday. But minus 465, which not great.